Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening on the Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZNZ.
Okay, KA2ZNZ, how you liking this warm weather? What's going on tonight?
Well, it's getting rid of some of the snow anyways. We're getting a little bit more of it than we needed for this early part of the winter. But the winter is finally officially Saturday, I think, yeah, Saturday. But, anyways, we got up to about 43 degrees I had on my high lows here. So, it's still about 34.5 actually. And it's not supposed to freeze tonight. We're supposed to get kind of a day of rain tomorrow, on and off, but up into the low 40s, so that's okay. He'll get rid of some of what we got, and then more will come, I'm sure. So that's that, I guess. 7.3s all around. KA2Z.
Alrighty, Jack. Yeah, we have, I think, 35 here. It was the last I checked here about 10 minutes ago. Yeah, I expect we'll be here in the snow come rumbling off the roof here at any time. Once it starts to get this warm, it doesn't take long. Next thing you know, you hear the whole house shaking as it comes flying off. But, yeah, it's alright. As long as it doesn't all go away, I want to take the snowmobile out Sunday, and but we'll see. I don't know. They're calling for possibility of rain here on Saturday and Sunday, so maybe not. Maybe I'll work Sunday instead and then try again on Monday. I don't know. We'll see. But, all right. Thanks, thanks, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in.
W2ZXM Mobile.
W2ZXM, Andy, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jack. Good evening, Jack. Anybody else that might have missed this? Not a whole heck of a lot. Got a balmy 35 degrees. Driving through Federal right on my way to work. And, yeah, it was a nice mild day today. Not going to complain. I am also concerned about the coming rainfall. I would like to make sure that we still have some snow for Christmas. Otherwise, what's the point? But, we live in New York State for a reason, I guess. It's one of the added benefits. But I was reminded that, we got it a little early this year, because last year we had almost no snow at all for Thanksgiving time, and this year we had quite a bit of it. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, we'll throw it back to you, and we'll be listening out. W2ZXN. Love it.
Okay, Andy, yeah. You don't want it to all melt away. I kind of like having this snow around, at least now. Ask me again in February and I'll have a different opinion, but I'd like to be able to drive that thing. That new snowmobile I got, well, not new, but the new-to-me snowmobile, I'd like to get that thing out there. Haven't had a chance, you just finally got it registered. But, alright. Thanks, Andy. You have a safe ride there to work, and don't work too hard. And we'll catch you next time around. Alright, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, let's see, we had to, you didn't do much work today. You got to work tonight, but we ran up to Utica and we did a bunch of shopping around there. Little things, little odds and ends we had to get done here for Christmas. We had to make a couple returns and had to stop by Harbor Freight there. And unfortunately, their computer system went down. Well, not quite down. Almost dead by the time we got through the checkout line. The line went all the way across the store because every time they added an item, you had to wait like 20 seconds for the computer to come back and say okay, and it was a real, real pain in the butt. But anyway, we got to all the places we needed to go, and we had a little lunch, and then got back here, and gotta get working here tonight. And tomorrow I got a line on a snowmobile trailer that I found there on Craigslist for a good price. At least I thought it was a good price. And I got to meet up with a guy here tomorrow up there at the parking lot there, and take a look at it, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy it. So that's about it. All right. This is KD2AIT, Next Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? It's warm weather. Everybody must be outside tonight. All right, we'll do a final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
This is KA2VLA. Give me a check-in. Nothing known.
KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What are you doing up tonight?
Oh, not much going on. Decorating the Christmas tree. Working on that. Mark come up and we put the lights up on the front porch. And I don't know, the rest of the time we drank a lot of coffee. Mark had a couple deer up in his backyard, so they seem to be moving in next to the village.
Okay, Clint. Well, yeah, those deer, they know the season's over for them. they're gonna be right nice and close now. That reminds me, today when I was up there, and stopped by Herb Phillips's and dropped something off or exchanged something, and then me and the wife and Addie there went to a couple stores, and we ran into John Crabtree up there in one of the stores, so I had a little conversation with him, and he seems to be doing pretty good. And it was strange running into him all the way out there, but I guess he walked into camp there the other day and checked on it. He said he walked through my snowshoe prints there and got in, so he said it was a slippery walk in his boots. I said, yeah, you should, you know, there's almost a foot and a half of snow in some spots up there. You got to have snowshoes on. You're gonna be drudging right through all that stuff, especially the water underneath on the road there sometimes. But anyway, all right, Clint. Well, I'm glad you guys got your lights up, and that place must be all lit up there. I might have to take up a swing up on Irwin Street and see how it all looks up there. All right, thanks, Clint. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular MTU. So I'd like to thank Jack, Andy, and Clint for checking in tonight. J73 says listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Traffic and emergency lot. Octon currently being held on the 145-17. Any stations, one over that traffic.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
Okay, very good. I have KD2AIT. Jeff, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octon?
This is KJ2Q with no traffic, over.
Okay, I have KJ2Q, John. Also have KD2AIT, Jeff. KJ2Q, John. John, your signal is really good tonight. Very good signal. 100% from what you were the other night when you checked in here, over.
Right, I moved the antenna a little bit, over.
Okay, well, whatever you did, don't move it anymore, because you're fine. You got a fine signal in here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for checking in, Akron. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Akron? This is KB2KOGA. This is KB2KOGA for Akron. Now looking for further stations with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And 373 tomorrow, KB2KOGA is correct.